परम अर्पणीयम युग्मकम। ऑर्डिनरी मीनिंग इज दिस दैट ओ तरलाक्षी हूज आईज आर सो मच तरल चंचल
restless,
not restless only,
moving.
Taral means like water, means full of fear also it may be. Thinking the past times of Krishna, this has occurred before, and now she is remembering the past time. She wants to see Krishna in that stage, and remembering the past time, her eyes is full of tears. So Taralakshi, O Taralakshi, Radhike, will I have any of this fortune that I mean that when you have taken your meal, Krishna, what? Remnant, and everything is, he has taken everything. Then, after taking anything, we wash hands and mouth and clear our teeth, etc. So, she is praying Srimati Radhika, O Taralakshi, after taking your meal, will I have Sobhagya?
Great fortune.
That the water mixed with glove
rose
flower, the taste of and the fragrance of water is like gulab, and kapoor mixed, kapoor means
camphor
mixed. So tasteful and fragrant water I will give you on your hands to wash, and I will help you in washing hands and mouth. Here, Taralakshi, Taralakshi means Shripad Raghunath Das Goswami is remembering the past times and wants to serve Srimati Radhika. Here there are two ways of remembering Krishna past time. One aroh and second avaroh. You know aroh and avaroh?
Ascending and descending.
Ascending means to do anything by our one try.
By one's own effort.
Effort. We should try our effort to do anything. The remembrance is coming by our, we are trying and that is coming. This is ascending by our try. Bhakti, when we do,
Sravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. We try to do it. And another is automating coming from upward. When we try, there are so many difficulties. All other remembrance in this world, material, comes and stops that. When we chant, when we remember our Guru Mantra, Kam Gayatri, Brahma Gayatri, or any other thing, sometimes we see that mind is not there, mind is somewhere. But if mantra comes himself there, no restriction, nothing. When by the mercy of Krishna or mercy of any associates of Krishna or by the mercy of Gurudev, Vaishnavas, if the remembrance or bhakti comes, that when that comes before bhav, we should try, and we try, but so many things are there. But when by mercy the pastimes of Krishna comes itself, then everything is right. No, but difficulty or no obstacle comes. It comes in spontaneous. This is the main difference between these two. When in nistha, we can do it. In nistha, we do naam. We chant Harini. And we listen Harikatha. But there are so many obstacles in this. We realize it. But when bhav comes, if we try, that obstacle should come, but they will not come. Yes. Here in Aroha Pantha and Avaroha Pantha. So here Raghunath Das Goswami is remembering the pastimes, and it is coming in Avaroha, descending. So he is almost ananya,
uninterrupted,
and easily something is going on. But if it is aro, sometimes need, sleepness, idleness, so many another things will come. But there is a thing that if in any sadhak that descending is coming from by the mercy of past tense at the mercy of Guru and Vaishnava, it is coming, then it may be that that past tense will not come in krama
order.
In order, like Sukadeva Goswami, everything coming from up. He is not trying to tell anything. Everything is coming automatically. That he has told that Mukharit. Mahan Mukharita. Tasmin Mahan Mukharita. Madhubhis Charitra. Piyush Ashesha. Sarita Parita Pravanti. Taje Sivant Nibha Gaadh Krishna. Gaadh Karnai. Tannas Prishati. Trida Sok Moha Bhaya. Krishna. Here he is telling that in Srimad Bhagavatam that Tasmin Mahan Mukharita Madhubhit Charitra. When in a devotee, Rasik devotee, Tattvagya devotee, like Sukadeva Goswami, is going to tell any Harikatha, Mahan Mukharita, Harikatha itself comes, and this Harikatha is Krishna himself. Bhagavan name is himself Krishna, no difference. Abhinna, Abhinatsat Nama Namini. So Harikatha and Krishna is the same. Here Harikatha and Nanda Nandan, Nanda Kishore, Aradha Kant, Aras Vihari is same as Harikatha. So when by the its mercy, when Harikatha comes in a sadhak, not sadhak, devotee, rasik devotee, if anyone has chance to hear that Harikatha is coming itself. So if any devotees has, sadhak has chance to hear, he has no desire of eating, drinking, no shok, no moha, no bhaya, everything goes away. Like Parikshit was hearing all this. He forgets that after 7 days a snake will cut him. No shok, moha, bhaya. He was drowned in forgetfulness and realizing the taste of Harikatha. This is Malli Harikatha, West Harikatha. Krishna comes and enters by the doors of here and comes here. And he removes everything. But in our heart, there are so many offenses and everything of this birth and past. And we have no hankering of Harikatha like Parikshit Maharaj. And we are not a kagrachitta. We are thinking so many things, past and future now. There are so many things out there. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, in Raghunath Das Goswami, that Harikatha, remembrance of the Harikatha is coming automatically. And if we hear by Sabdha, everything will be washed away, and we will be also able to hear like Raghunath Das Goswami, I remember. So here, when Sukadeva Goswami is telling Harikatha, especially telling from birth to Dwarka Lila in 10th canto, his pastimes become upset. Upset means not in order.
Kramahin.
He is telling one katha of his health, it will come in future, but he is telling first and this will come after that. So many, in so many places it has been occurred like so. So Raghunath Das Goswami here in Bilap Kusmanjali has not written like a Nishant Lila, Pratar Lila, then Aparandha Lila, then Madhyanha Lila, and then Sayanga Lila, Naksa Lila, not in order. When he remembers, when that Lila comes itself, he is praying like this. Understand my bhav?
Yeah. This is
Sarasati. Sarasati. And all Lila are here, Nitya. So when that Lila comes in him, he describes. and he prays like that. But if a man is in his sense and doing according to his remembrance, that is in aro pantha, he will carefully do it in krama, but yet there is no krama. So this is most powerful, because past times are coming itself. And on a sadhak, not so powerful. So he is remembering the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. That last night or last daytime when Radha went, Srimati Radhika went in Nanda Bhavan and preparing all these things, Amrit Keli, that is, Piyush Bhatika, you know, Piyush mane Amrita, Piyush, Pine se Ajar Amar aadmi ban jayega. When we drink it, it will be Ajar Amar, no death and nothing. That is called Piyush, and very, very madhu, sweet at a time. That is called Piyush. And Bhatika means like
boa or patty.
When Radha and Krishna are sleeping in Nishanta Lila and Sakhi are sleeping, they are seeing that Mayur and the kokil and everything are noising. These are billing, feeling, and the air is blowing so dhire dhire,
slowly,
very slowly. Everything is anukul of that vilas. Anukul means different, is favorable for Krishna and Radha meeting. At that time, when they are roaring more, especially when murgi,
peacock,
are noising, they feel disturbance, and they somewhat do like this. They are sleeping and waking both, but more sleeping. After some time they woke and they sat on the bed. Sakhi knew that this is the time of our services, taking kasturi, chandan, kumkum, flowers and everything, summer season, bhupdani, angardani. Angardani means the pot on tea, bhup and etcetera, he is there. And very good smell of that thing is coming. So taking everything, they at once entered the kuni. The pile was then almost ankles, was roaring like hansa, swan. That one knew that some are coming, but as a half sleeping, they could not mark that who is coming. They entered Lavanga Manjari, Rati Manjari, Rupa Manjari, and some Manjari. At first, not Sakhi. Krishna, Priya Narmasakhi. Only the insult. They thought that they are sleeping and waking. So, for the seva, they give Piyush Bhatika in their mouth, not hear tambour. Because if they will give tambour, something will go here and disturb anything. Because they are not waking, they are sleeping. A Piyush Bhatika, it will give some rest and slowly they will come in waking. So they took it and it was so clean. After this, they wake and all past and are gone. Here, at that time, Srimati Radhika is seeing towards Krishna, Krishna is seeing towards Srimati Radhika. She means Rati Manjari, that is Bhanumati also, Tulsi Manjari also. As Manjulali has done Lila Manjari also. So, every Sakhi has so many names also. According to Lila. So here, Parlakshi Mane is seeing, remembering that past time. At that time, she remembered the Sirbara, which is so frightened. And that really so much that very good. And it is so frightened. Home and sometimes out of home, outside of home. Why you are doing so? I see that Rupa Manjari is telling and she is remembering who? Rati Manjari. Who is now going to serve Srimati Radhika. So this is the explanation of Sarlakshi. Why Sarlakshi? So Radhika has always Purvaraj. Radhika has also is always like Avisar. She is also Swadhin Bhartrika. Everything her is perpetual. In Srimati Radhika or in gopis who are Nitya Siddha, there is no Purvaraj, but yet Purvaraj is always. If Srimad Bhagavata will told and everything will told, then yet there is Purvaraj. If our Saddha will be as frame, but yet Saddha will be there. Understand? If our Shraddha will come into Bhava, Asakti or Bhava or Mahabhava, but yet Shraddha will be there. So, in this perpetual Aprakita Lila, all things are there. If Krishna, Radha and Krishna had done Ras, that should be no Purvaraj, worldly. But Srimati Radhika Purvaraj is there. She is saying day and night, but yet Srimati Radhika says that I have never seen Krishna. Or Krishna says that never, I have never seen Srimati Radhika. This is Anurag. No. Naya means new and new becoming. This is the sign of Anurag.
Ever fresh.
Ever. So Purvaraj is there. So he is remembering that in Purvaraj, what are the signs of Radhika? Sakhi are coming and doing Parihas Narama Ukti. Parihas, you know?
Joking.
Parihas means having in their heart anything and telling anything. Man uchatan. If a man mind has been stolen by anyone, man uchatan. Srimati Radhika has no mind in any work doing. Always man uchatan means mind is not.
Mind is distant.
Mind is and Nishwar Sagar, she is going. Why? Because she is not seeing Krishna. And Kadamba Kane, and she is looking where Krishna can be seen. Always in this. They are telling that why you have so your avastha. Avastha means why you have. Why you are so? Now at this time we have no shame at all. In Purvaraj also. And here also. Your senses are not here. Because if your senses are there, you are in senses. Your anchal, anchal means this cloth, is not on this, here and there, but you don't care. And if you are in senses, at once you will cover it. But now you see that here are your sasu, sas and all are here. But you have no same and anything. You are seeing that all are here, but you are not seeing. You are seeing that I am alone. No? Oh, we remember you that Vayase Kishori. In age, you are Kishori. And Rajkumari, not an ordinary girl. And after all, you are a very new bridegroom.
Wife.
Newly married. So you should keep your shame so that anyone cannot laugh upon you. Kimba Abhilas, what you are desiring, tell us. We will help you. Why you are so anxious? So, Srimati Radhika's Kripa is more than that. Naukaya Adbhutam. It comes, Srimati Radhika's